For the first time in 10 years, an incumbent governor has lost a primary election. Bob Holden of Missouri has narrowly unseated as the Democratic Party's candidate for governor. Missy Shelton of member station KSMU reports from Springfield, Missouri.
Standing in a union hall in St. Louis, Governor Bob Holden conceded defeat with his wife at his side. He urged his supporters to unite behind Democratic State Auditor Claire McCaskill.
I ask all of you to now turn your attention beyond the primary and look towards the general election. I ask you to work just as hard for Claire as you would have for me.
Supporters of Governor Bob Holden said he did the best he could the last 4 years, given the state's lackluster economy. But his best wasn't good enough for many Democrats. Their reason was simple. They said McCaskill had a better chance of winning in November's general election. McCaskill will face a well-funded Republican candidate, Matt Blunt, who's the son of House Majority Whip Roy Blunt. Statewide races here are important nationally because Missouri is one of the battleground states that could help decide the presidential election. Missouri Democratic Committeewoman Bobby Lurie says it pained her to choose McCaskill over Holden.
Can I start by saying that I love Bob Holden and I always will, and I will never say anything unkind about him. But I think Bob has taken bad advice. I don't think Bob could beat Matt Blunt, and I am not willing to give up the governor's office.
Bob Holden's troubles began shortly after he narrowly won the election in 2000. He threw a $1 million inaugural party and received contributions from labor unions to help pay for it. Then, when he later issued an executive order authorizing unions to take dues from state employees' paychecks, many state lawmakers and citizens groups were angry. McCaskill says given all those problems and ongoing bitter budget battles with the Republican-controlled legislature, it's not surprising that she emerged as the stronger candidate.
All of us that are Democrats have nice things to say about Bob Holden, but in terms of us prevailing in November, I think that our party realizes that we have to field our strongest candidate. And the governor just struggled. He made some mistakes early in his administration with the expensive inaugural party. He has struggled with public education financing and played probably some political gamesmanship that was inappropriate and lost the confidence of the independent voters.
And independent voters may have played a key role in this primary election, since voters don't register as Democrats or Republicans in Missouri, and in primaries they can ask for any party ballot they choose. McCaskill says she's looking ahead to November, but it's likely to be a tough race. Longtime Democratic strategist and communications professor Donald Stanton says tough primaries don't bode well for candidates in general elections.
What I can tell you from the viewpoint of political history here is every time there has been an emotional contested primary in either party in recent history, that party's lost. And if you look back historically within the last 50 years or so, when there have been contested primaries that caused a lot of people to get emotionally involved, it's been a bad signal for the success of that party in November.
McCaskill and Holden are meeting today to present a united front to voters, and Democrats say that's critical for presidential candidate John Kerry's efforts to win in November. For NPR News, I'm Missy Shelton in Springfield, Missouri.